Thank you and good morning. On Tuesday afternoon, sheriff's deputies and CHP officers responded to a report of several gunshots being fired near the Jack Norton Elementary School near Wichpeck. The school went into lockdown mode as a safety measure for students, and no students were injured during the incident. When officers and deputies arrived on scene, they were notified that a man had been reported firing shots on a property about 200 yards from the school. They then contacted a victim at the property who told them that George Richard Robbins III had walked onto his property armed with a rifle and a handgun and fired shots at the man's dogs. The animals were unhurt, and the victim then reported Robbins threatened to shoot the victim, who then walked away. Robbins was last seen walking off the property, and despite a search of the area, he remains at large. It's still unclear what led to Robbins firing the weapon and making threats. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented police team served a search warrant at a residence in the 200 block of Higgins Street on Tuesday. Officers were acting on information related to an ongoing narcotics investigation, and they contacted 29-year-old Eureka resident Fidel Contreras in the house. A search of the residence turned up 2 pounds of processed marijuana, a small amount of methamphetamine, and evidence of drug sales activity. Police also recovered a stolen handgun and a stolen motorcycle. Contreras was arrested and booked into county jail on several charges. On Monday, the Fortuna City Council voted to amend its campaign sign ordinance, the most restrictive ordinance regarding political signs in Humboldt County. It originally limited the placement of campaign signs until 30 days before an election. The amendment suspends that provision for 6 months, allowing residents of Fortuna to begin placing signs on their properties. City Manager Regan Candelario visited Talk Shop and explained the reason for the change.
It was just the timing. It was a 30-day limit prior to the election date, and so for our election that's coming up next week, people had their absentee ballots, you know, long ago before the 30-day. That 30-day limit kind of put a squeeze on that.
Candelario added that the City Council now has an opportunity to review the entire ordinance.
We also want to make sure that our local ordinance is up to snuff and meets all the other tests. And so this giving us an opportunity to do that as well, because you don't want to differentiate between a political sign and any other type of sign out there. They're all supposed to be treated the same.
The Fortuna City Council voted 4-1 to amend the ordinance. The Redwood Memorial Foundation announced on Wednesday that 4 students are the recipients of the foundation's scholarship program. The scholarships are awarded each year to students from the Eel River Valley and Southern Humboldt communities who are pursuing careers in the medical field, including nursing and pharmacology. The 4 recipients this year are Vanessa Urbina, who will study nursing in the fall, Tyler Janowski, who will study kinesiology, Andrea Guggenbickler, who will study forensic chemistry, and Christian Urbina, who will begin pre-med in the fall. The students were honored at a Memorial Foundation luncheon held earlier this month. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A reminder that Caltrans will resume work on the Klamath River Bridge on Monday as the second season of repair work gets underway. The bridge is on Highway 101 near Klamath, and a temporary traffic signal will be installed. One-way traffic control will be in effect throughout the summer and into the fall. Full nighttime bridge closures are scheduled for later in June, and the work is not scheduled to be completed until November. The families of 2 missing women are asking for the public's help. Dave Silverbrand has more.
The families of 2 missing women are collaborating to find them, and they're using a special search dog to do it. 37-year-old Sheila Franks disappeared in January. She was last seen in Fortuna January 11th. The other woman, 28-year-old Danielle Bertolini, has been missing since February 19th. The 2 families have been searching the area this week and have even hired a special search dog to help in the investigation. They are collaborating because the 2 women, both blonde-haired and blue-eyed, knew some of the same people. Still, no information. Meanwhile, Fortuna Police and the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office have been investigating the disappearance.
For the past 2 years, county officials have solicited public input into the crafting of the county budget, and the Alliance for Innovation at Arizona State University has awarded the county with an Outstanding Achievement Award. By hosting public meetings in each supervisor district, the county was able to get spending priorities that better reflect public wishes. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.